if you're playing tag and you're using a tree, mm-hmm. That you could be safe if you got back to it,
yeah.
What would you call that?
Playing tag and hiding behind a tree.
And the place that you could run and touch and be free is called a...
Oh, the base.
If you throw a ball, you might ask somebody to...
Catch it.
I threw the ball and he...
Caught it.
I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't...
Caught anything.
If there's no need to hurry, I'll wait.
I'll wait in what?
If you had... Say if you had a friend and you went to town.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Well, I haven't... Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, catch the bus.
Yeah.
I'll wait and catch the bus.
Uh-huh. And okay. You're going to meet somebody downtown and go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They say, well, if I get there first, I'll...
If I get there first, I'll wait on you?
Maybe a kid who just, threw a brick through the window or something like that. He might say,
I did it now.
Or just give me another
chance.
If a man's in a good mood, you might say he's in a very good
mood.
Or a man's got a good sense of
humor.
If you have a hired man who doesn't do too much work, you might decide to discharge him. You might say to a friend, I'm going to get
rid of him.
He didn't know what was going on, but he
knew what was happening.
And if he didn't really know what was going on, but he might just
if he didn't really know what was going on,
but he's kind, you might say it's just kind of like he did.
Well, he kind of knew he did.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, well, he doesn't really know what he's talking about, but he just. Like he does.
He just acts like he does. Like he thinks he does.
If somebody stole your pencil, what might you say? You might say, who?
Took my pencil.
Or you might say,
stole my pencil.
Or,
who got my pencil?
And different ways to say it would be,
who stole it? Who got it? Who took it? Who ripped it off?
Yeah. I had forgotten about that now, but now I
remember.
And you might say to me, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't
remember it.
If you have a friend in another city, you might have to him a letter.
Write him a letter?
Yesterday, he wrote me a letter.
He wrote me a letter.
If the telephone rings, you would have to
answer it.
If you write something on the front of an envelope, you'd call that in
the address.
What would you say if you were writing a lot of names on the fronts of the envelopes? You'd say you were
addressing.
If a little boy has learned something new, if he's just learned the whistle,
mm-hmm.
You might want to know where he learned it. You might ask him who.
Who taught that to you?
If you're going to Miami,
uh-huh.
You might say, right now, I don't know when we're going to leave, but right now we're next Wednesday.
We're leaving.
Or we
are going to leave.
Or you might say, I'm not sure when we're going to leave, but we next week sometime.
We will leave next week sometime.
Thank you.